Good morning, and welcome back to The Morning Magazine. It's time for part two.
Welcome, everybody, to Morning Magazine, part two for this November 4th, 2022, 10:31 on the clock. Your host, James, behind the mic, and I am joined by Executive Director of the Central Wisconsin Cultural Center, Stephanie Hartman. Good morning, Steph.
Good morning, James.
Good to see you. Good to have you in studio.
Nice to see you again.
How
Thanks for having me.
Yeah. How have you been?
Good. Busy, but good.
Can imagine. You've been pretty busy. And we'll get right into it, Stephanie. You got a holiday show coming up over at the Cultural Center. Tell us about that, if you don't mind.
Okay. It's our Holiday Gifts and Art Fair. It starts November 8th, which is Tuesday. So we're in the process of taking in items and getting ready to set up the entire gallery. Plus, our conference room will be full of handmade, unique gifts for the holidays. Mm. So we're pretty excited about this. We have tons of artists that have brought in a variety of items. And we will be open for shopping on Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. And then on Saturdays from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. So people have a lot of opportunity to come in and see us and check out all these amazing gifts.
You know, we've touched on this before with the Cultural Center about how it is such a, as somebody who believes in artists supporting artists and communities supporting local and that kind of thing, it really hits on all these factors of being able to highlight that. One of the ways we really get to take advantage of that is the holiday season. I know my mother is not the only one that loves those unique gifts and those things that you can only find at places like the Cultural Center or something. So it really is one of those kind of really cool moments in our communities, as ours in particular here, where we get to do all those things at once. You support local, you're supporting a local artist, supporting a local business, and also getting these really unique items for Christmas or holidays for your relatives, and get to really have the bragging rights of having the cool gift. My brother and sister beat me on that all the time. So you guys in the Milkweed Market have really helped me get some points with my mother and father.
That's great. Yeah, it really is amazing to me. I mean, we've been taking items in for a week and a half, and every artist that comes in, I'm just amazed.
Yeah.
I'm like, gosh, who knew that we had all this talent in Central Wisconsin? And we have everything from potpourri, napkins, pillows, cards, ornaments, wooden signs, magnets, jewelry, scarves. I mean, you name it, we have it. We have some really unique woodworking items that are very nice. We have charcuterie boards, cribbage boards. Everything is handmade, and the hours that people put into this, and then they're selling it for incredibly reasonable prices.
Yeah, really.
Where, I mean, as a shopper, you're just so lucky to be able to experience all the talent and then be able to give such a unique gift.
Most of the, and I don't expect this to be common knowledge, but the art world, what usually makes a painting more famous or more expensive is that there's only one of them in the world. There's
right.
only one of them in existence. Here are these unique items that there's oftentimes only one or a handful of, and you're not paying those prices for it, though. Like, that's very a wonderful kind of thing to be able to offer to people.
Yeah, absolutely. And we do have a lot of artwork, paintings, those types of things. That these are original pieces that people have done. Yeah. Taken the time to do, and you can purchase and give to someone. It's just such a cool experience and such a great way to support the local community and support our local artists.
I can remember being a kid, and my dad took me to grab a Christmas present for my mom, and she loved poinsettias. And
oh,
I got
sure.
her this beautiful poinsettia plant, and I was so proud. And I'm like, oh, I'm gonna win Christmas here. I'm gonna be awesome. My sister made her one of those, not a turkey, but something with her hand she outlined, and it was horrible. It was all over the place. She was a little kid stuff. My mom loved that so much more.
Right.
That's what she cared about. The plant, it was cool, but that's what she really liked. It's no different as adults.
Yeah.
What do we love? What do we really pull out? We like our, items that we can get or whatever at a big department store or something like that. They're cool. But what we really love is those unique gifts, those ones that have that personal touch to them.
I agree. And I myself am not an artist, so I'm not going to be making anything for anyone. And if I do, they're probably not super excited about it. So I'm pre-shopping, looking around, oh, this is going to be great. I'm going to win Christmas this year.
Right, right. I can't draw a stick figure, so I hear you 100%.
Exactly.
It's part of why I love these things so much, because I can't do it. I need somebody's help.
Exactly.
These are great items to be able to find and such. And so the 2022 Holiday Gifts and Art Fair, this is going on November 8th through December 22nd. Is this part of that? Is this in combination with that?
Yes. So that is all of the shopping
times.
Okay,
just want to be clear.
Yes.
Okay, yeah.
But we are having a Thursday night, November 10th. So a week from yesterday, we are having Meet the Artisans. So the artists that submitted things to the show will be there. Hopefully all of them. I know there's a couple that can't make it. But from 5:30 to 7:30, you can shop. You can meet the artists. There's no admission fee. It's just come and see everyone. Have a beverage and look around and see all the great gifts that we have. And then on Saturday, the 12th, we are having story time and photo ops with Santa. Mm-hmm. Santa has arranged his schedule to visit with us, which we're pretty excited about.
Yeah, that's a get right there.
And we'll have cookies and crafts for the kids. So we are doing a tree at the Historical Museum for the Christmas tree walk. So the kids will have a chance to make an ornament for that tree.
Mm. That's cool.
On November 12th, on Saturday. Mm. So story time will be about 10:30 in the morning. You know, Santa has his own schedule, so we're hoping right around 10:30. Mm-hmm. $5 donation is suggested, but if you can come and bring the kids and watch the glow in their eyes as they get to have a story with Santa, and then, of course, you'll have opportunity to do a picture or two, and then some of the crafts as well. And the great thing is mom or dad can shop while the kids are doing the story with Santa.
That's a great, that's a great point.
It's a win-win.
It really is, yes, yes. And that donation, it not only can it help the Cultural Center continue to do the great work that they're doing, but I see that, that some of this will end up on the tree for the Southwood County Historical Museum's annual Christmas tree.
Yes.
And that's
so
really
we're just
cool
going to cover some of our craft costs.
Which is great, and we want to be able to help you guys continue to do that stuff and everything. It's $5. It seems win-win to me. Again, like you said, heck, you'd pay more than that for a babysitter, let's be honest.
That's true. And we're excited to be able to be in the Christmas tree walk, so just a great way for us to be able to fill our tree there and give the kids a chance to do some crafts and let their little creativity shine.
Yeah. There's a couple of things. I'm going to be honest with you, Stephanie. There's 1,000 things that I want to talk to you about. We just don't have that kind of time.
Yeah, we've updated our website. There's a lot on there, isn't there?
Glad you mentioned that. That is one of the things I did want to put out there. If you haven't been to the Cultural Center's website in a while, be sure to check it out. They have updated things. And not that it was ever bad. I always thought it was a great website. Just I see what you did there. You got a lot more going on as we're getting into holiday seasons and to be able to highlight things. So go to culturalcenterarts.com. It's all one word, culturalcenterarts.com, and you can keep up on some of the things Stephanie and I are talking about. Is there a direction you want to go next? Because I got plenty of directions to take us, Stephanie.
Well, I'll talk about our classes a little bit.
Cool.
We've made a concerted effort to offer some more classes.
I was wondering about that. Okay. Yeah, it's noticeable.
Yeah, and they're all filling. So it's kind of interesting. I was like, I can't wait to talk about them. So I can talk about them, but they're full.
Yeah, right.
But that's okay. We do have a couple openings, and we're doing a holiday stained glass 101. There's a picture on the website of the product that you're going to make. It's a holiday star. Really cool.
Yeah.
That class will be on November 19th from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. We have one opening right now. So if you want it, call the Cultural Center. You can leave a message on the voicemail, and we can get you registered, or you can register online.
I don't want to brag or anything, but I've actually done this a little bit.
You really?
It's so much fun.
Good for you.
It is so much fun. It is so cool to do. And again, going back to the Christmas presents, I got my mom made my mom a Star of David for Hanukkah.
Oh, nice.
And she still has it. She's so proud of it. It's probably the only thing that I've ever made her that she actually will have out longer, for others to see. Most of them she hides in the corner or something like that. This actually she's proud of. In part because the people that do these things instructing you and stuff are so good at it.
They are.
They can even talk like somebody me with no art fingers at all into being able to do this stuff.
Absolutely. And Bonnie Dine is the instructor for this one and a class on December 2nd, 3D mosaic wall hanging. And if you know Bonnie, she's a fabulous artist, fabulous person, and really great instructor. So just really fun to be able to have some classes with her. We think we're squeezing in one more class in December with Bonnie, so stay tuned. As soon as we get that set, we will put that on the website as well. And there are four openings in the mosaic wall hanging class. So again, if you want to register, call the center. It's 715-421-4598. Or if you go on our website, we have the classes listed, and we have a link that says register here, and it actually takes you to an online registration. So you can register online, but if that's not your gig, some people don't like to do that, just call the center, and we'll put you on the list, and you can either come in and prepay or pay the day of the class.
Stephanie, when it comes to these classes, let's say that they fill up, you're not able to take them. Are these, and not all of them, I'm sure, but are some of these more popular ones especially going to be brought back so people have other opportunities to take them?
So what just happened is we offered a clay ornament class. During the class, it's a two-part class. You make 12 clay ornaments. We filled that within a couple days. We offered session two, which they just met last night. Everyone was super excited. We actually filled the second session, which we're excited about. But yes, as we see what is popular, what the needs are, we're creating second sessions, or, you know, we'll maybe not do a holiday stained glass, but in January or February, we can do a stained glass of a different type if we know that that's what interests individuals. So, yeah, we're kind of navigating the waters again to see what is popular, what do people want, and offer a variety of things. You know, we did the alcohol ink marble coaster class in end of October, and that was something like, oh, I can do that, and I took it was so fun.
Cool.
And one of those things that anybody can do that, but then some of this other stuff, people like to be a little more experienced, and it's a higher level. But really, all of our classes are for any level. The instructor knows how to work with a variety of people with a variety of experiences. So I kind of challenge people, like, get yourself out there, try something new. I have to say, with the coaster class, it was like the most at peace I had been in a while. I had some friends going through some tough things, and it was so good for me to just kind of unplug. And for 2 hours, I tried to create something beautiful, and they actually turned out okay.
Boy, that surprise in your voice, I can relate to that. Wow, it turned out all right.
Yeah, it did.
That's awesome, and I'm glad. I had a two-pronged reason to bringing that up. One, to let people know that if you're not able to make the class, that it might come around again. But
Absolutely.
Also, you guys at the Central Wisconsin Cultural Center are very similar to other nonprofits and other different organizations in our community. I admire this so much, and I never get tired of it. It's not, here's what we're doing, like it or not. It's, what do you guys like?
Right.
Reaching out to the community, finding out what's successful, what isn't, what interests people, what doesn't. It's a different world. You know, you've been in these kind of positions a lot longer than I have, Stephanie, and you've seen it change much more, where it isn't like businesses, nonprofits kind of saying, here's what we do. Hopefully it fits.
Right.
Now it's much more, we're going to fit our community. We're going to find out what specifically our community likes or needs, and we're going to hit on that. It never gets old to me seeing that stuff.
Absolutely. And, you know, we want to be there for the community.
Yeah.
We're really the only organization of our kind in the community where we're doing all these different classes and trying to meet people's needs. So if people have an idea, or they're like, you know, nobody in Central Wisconsin offers bloop, whatever it is, give us a call. We can't say we can fill every need.
Sure.
We maybe can't find an artist who teaches in that medium. But we will do our best, and we would love to offer things that, you know, the community wants to do. Also, we have this opportunity of, if you have your book club, and maybe you don't want to talk about the book for the night, maybe you want to do an art project, you know, talk with us. We might have an instructor who can fill that need. We actually have an employer in the area who wants to do something for the employees around Christmas. So we're offering... our pottery instructor is working with her and offering just for their employees a little night out, so to speak, as a employee thank you to their employees. So
that's a really cool idea.
Great opportunity.
Yeah.
And they'll come away with a finished project eventually. So good for them to be creative. awesome for the employer to do that for their employees.
Yes.
And we're happy to try to meet that need. So.
And that's something that maybe it's not something you're going to come across on the website or Facebook page or something, but to reach out to you guys and just see. You know, it can't hurt to ask.
Absolutely.
It can't hurt to see if it could work. And if it can work, boy, that is such a cool thing to be able to do. To Stephanie's point, not everything fits. I've been trying for years to get you guys to let me do my one-man Simpsons show, The History of the Simpsons, where I do every single voice and character horribly, and nobody, the no-takers. And that's understandable. There's not a big market for something like that. But some of these other things, it does make a lot more sense to have glass blowing and some of these things.
Sure.
One day,
absolutely.
Though. One day.
Okay,
I'm
one
that
day.
Show on. One
okay.
day. We'll take a quick commercial break and come back with more fun. We got Stephanie Hartman joining us from the Central Wisconsin Cultural Center here at Morning Magazine on WFHR. Welcome back, everybody, to Morning Magazine. We are sitting here with Stephanie Hartman, Executive Director of the Central Wisconsin Cultural Center. Stephanie and I will take you right to the top of the hour, and we got plenty to talk about. We were talking about the arts quite a bit there, and I want to talk a little bit about the music scene over there at the Cultural Center. But first, you mentioned Artist Coffee. I did want to get that in there.
Sure. So we have what we call Artist Coffee, which is just truly an open gathering of artists where they just talk about some of the things they're working on, what's going on in the art world, what are they looking for, all those types of things. So they meet the last Thursday of every month at 9 a.m. And we say 9 to 10:30, and I usually shuffle away to, you know, do whatever is
right.
happening that day. And I can tell you they're till 11, sometimes 12.
Yeah.
But it's really cool to see people with like interests come together and just have a place to discuss what they're doing, the different mediums they're working with. And again, I think a unique offering. I don't know that there's another area that does this. So if you are an artist or want to be an artist or interested in what artists are doing, please come and join us. So again, it's the last Thursday of every month from 9 to 10:30. We are moving it in November to November 17th.
Okay.
Because of the holiday.
Yeah.
So November 17th from 9 to 10:30.
I could not agree with you more, Stephanie. I can't think of another thing like this where you can bring so many multi-different, you know, different artists from different worlds and putting them together and giving them a chance to conversate with each other. Artists supporting artists is such a big, important thing to me. And hearing that and seeing these kind of things happen more and more is fantastic. But I also think that I talk with my daughter about this a lot, Bria, who is a writer like myself and all those things. And we've been working on a play together. And it's probably maybe my favorite thing I've ever done in my life, like as far as arts go and stuff creatively. Because my favorite thing about art is entertaining people and that kind of thing, but also collaborating with other artists.
Yes.
I love that. It's to me, one of the greatest things about art is being able to do that and you know, pulling from this person or that person and adding it to what you're doing. And here is an opportunity for that kind of thing to happen, a bit of a petri dish almost of these things coming together and everything and having, we just don't know what kind of things will be created from this. At the very least, great conversation.
Yes, and it really is fun to, because they usually bring something that they're doing and they share it. And it's so fun to hear other artists go, oh my gosh, how did you do that? Can you share that with me? Or who was your contact? Or how did you get that material? Or, you know, any number of things, but really cool to see them connect on that. And then the next month hear someone say, well, thanks to you, I was able to do this and, you know, I created this or got this material. So really fun to watch them collaborate.
That is. That's very cool. So we're talking a little bit about, in our pregame here, about the music over there.
Yes.
And I want to get remind people that you guys have lessons and such.
We do. So we offer piano lessons, drum and percussion lessons, and guitar and ukulele. Now, they're all by different instructors. The information is on our website if you need it, but you can always call us and we can refer you. And I sometimes feel bad, like, well, I just need you to call this person, but they coordinate their own lessons, and we don't want to get in the middle of that because it would just really create problems probably. We'll just let them coordinate their schedules, but they use our space, so you'd be coming to the Cultural Center. And then we also are the home to Central Wisconsin Choristers, which is a youth choir, and I know Marv is still looking for additional people. So if you know a young person, they're typically first to eighth grade, that is interested in singing, let us know. I know he's looking for a couple new members, but they are also going to have their concert at the Cultural Center on Friday, December 9th at 7 p.m. That will get added to the website very soon. And that will be free admission. And what better way to listen to some Christmas music than to come listen to a number of youth perform their numbers for you. So stop in for that. And then we are also home to Arts for All, which was formerly a very special arts choir. So if you, again, if you know someone who would like to be part of that group, you can let us know and we can get you connected. But they also rehearse and perform at the Cultural Center. So we've got lots going on all the time. And then, of course, our favorite little live music group is Four on the Floor with Pete Ravel. And they are the first and third Thursday of the month. Now, Pete was out of town this week, so we missed them. But they will be back on November 17th, and they are from 3 until 5. And it just kind of makes your heart happy. You really should just come and listen. They are hilarious to listen to, and it's really great music. And that also is free admission, so we'd love for you to come join us.
I make no bones about it. Pete's one of my favorite people in this community. I love talking to Pete. I love any chance to be here, him and Four on the Floor, or any of those guys. Huge jazz fan, so right in my wheelhouse. I really enjoy the work that they, because you're so right about that. Pete is a sneaky, great MC. He's so good at on that microphone and talking and interacting with people. He's funny in the stories he shares. Don't get it twisted. These guys are incredibly good musicians as well.
They are really very talented.
And it's not every day that you have like great jazz that you can hear live in town. You usually got to travel to Milwaukee or Madison or at the very least Point for something like that. Here, it's 5 minutes away. And that's pretty unique. It's a really cool thing to be able to offer. It's also really cool for the artists, you know, for them to be able to do that, too. And I don't know if we get a chance to really highlight that nearly enough. It's great for our community, great for people to come and see these things or to take any of these classes. But the people that teach these classes, the artists that perform this music or any of that, it's just as equally beneficial for them as well and giving them a platform oftentimes. So it's another shout out to the Cultural Center giving it an ability to do that, to a stage for people to be able to do those things.
Yes, and kudos to our exhibit committee who is setting up the holiday show. They're making it so that we can still have music during that time. They're structuring around where you might, you know, sit and listen to the music. So we appreciate their work in that, and we appreciate Four on the Floor being there. Because like you said, what a unique offering. You really can't just pop in somewhere on a Thursday afternoon and catch some really great live jazz.
I'm glad you mentioned that, too, about the maneuvering, the logistics of that. I didn't think about that part, but it's a little bit newer, you know, some newer stuff over there. So you kind of got to adapt to the new holiday or when the holidays come around, doing things a little differently. That's really cool to hear. It's interesting. And also because it means that there's a lot going on over there.
That is true.
You're not doing that stuff if nothing's happening, if you know, just knocking cobwebs off the wall. See, that's so cool. Our cultural center is getting used. It's being attended. It's, you know, that kind of thing is great.
Yes. And great opportunity for, you know, now until Christmas, come listen to music and shop.
Yeah.
And talk about win-win.
I wanted to wrap up with just a couple of things. Did you have anything you wanted to touch on we haven't had a chance to?
I think we hit on everything, but I guess just to reiterate the holiday show. And again, we open on Tuesday. You can shop through December 22nd. The shopping days and hours are Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturdays, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Join us on Thursday night, November 10th, from 5:30 to 7:30 to meet the artists. And then on Saturday, November 12th at 10:30, Santa's making his appearance. So come and join us for a story with Santa and some cookies and crafts.
Excellent. I did want to mention as well, Stephanie, that there are ways for people to also be doing some of these things. You guys offer, if you are out there, if you have, well, I think that it'd be really cool to have a class for this, and I'm good at this, so maybe I could teach this.
Yes.
Reach out to you guys about that, and certainly volunteering. You know, we know that there are plenty of people out there in our community that are looking for ways to give back or put back into their community, but maybe they don't have a huge time frame to work with or a schedule that gets in the way. Reach out to the Cultural Center. Find out if there are ways for you to volunteer to not only add and put to your community, but young people out there to add to your college resumes and that kind of thing. Not many things look better than volunteering at a nonprofit.
Absolutely. And we have a number of ways people can help. Of course, we have our front desk volunteers who we are eternally grateful for. Mm-hmm. But we do have shifts that sometimes open up at the front desk. We are looking for folks to help at the front desk on Saturdays during our shopping days. So it's like a checking people out, mm-hmm. paying for purchases, those types of things. And we have a number of other ways they can volunteer. So, yes, yeah. Reach out to us. We would love your help. And it's really just a very fun place to hang out.
It seems like it. I was going to add, I mean, it does seem like a good gig, too. I mean, it seems like if you're going to volunteer, it seems like a fun place to volunteer,
absolutely.
Too, and stuff as well.
Absolutely.
Stephanie, if people have follow-up questions or want to know more about volunteering, teaching class, or really anything we've talked about today, where should we direct them? How can they get a hold of you?
Sure. You can definitely look at our website, which is culturalcenterarts.com. You can send us an email at cwcc@culturalcenterarts.org or just call us 715-421-4598.
Excellent. Thank you so much for the time, Stephanie.
Appreciate it.
We'll talk again real soon.
Okay, sounds great.
You have a good weekend.
You too.
I want to thank everybody that joined us today. Stephanie here, of course, our Miss Wisconsin Rapids pageant contestants. Really, all of our guests all week long here on Morning Magazine. We appreciate all of you. And a big shout out to Pam Hilke, the best scheduler in the business. We appreciate all she does. Have a good weekend, everybody. We'll meet you back here soon. I'm WFHR, locally grown radio.